up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this edition of New Horizons. This week on the program we hear from Emma Bennison, President of Blind Citizens Australia, about the World Blind Union General Assembly she recently attended in the United States. Welcome back to New Horizons.
Thanks, Vaughan.
Now, recently, as part of your responsibilities as President of Blind Citizens Australia, you were invited to join the delegation for the World Blind Union General Assembly in the United States. What were your feelings when you found out that that would be one of the things that you had to do?
Well, obviously, firstly, I was extremely excited about the possibility of being part of this experience and having the opportunity to meet so many people from really diverse countries, on the one hand. Of course, on the other hand, as is always the case with these things, as someone who's got two young children, there's always that tension between wanting to be part of something amazing like this, and, you know, having to leave family for, 12 days or thereabouts. Mixed, but I think mostly just absolutely privileged to be a part of it.
Mm. And Bill Jolly went with you, did he not?
Yes, he did. So there was Bill and myself, and also Kevin Murfitt and Tony Starkey were also part of the Australian delegation.
And as we said, this is one of your responsibilities as President of Blind Citizens Australia. Were you nervous about the idea of representing your entire country at such a huge event?
I don't know that I'd say I was nervous, but I was very aware of the enormity of what I was doing and the importance of it. And I guess that really focused me on wanting to make the most of the opportunity, not only for me, but to make sure that I could bring back knowledge and ideas and connections. And so it was just that sense that you often have when you go to big international events, where you're one of a small number of people from your country wanting to make the most of it. Mm. I was very keen to do that, and I feel that I did do that, which is great.
Tell us about the program that was on offer. What were some of your favourite sessions?
Well, the program was, I guess, a mix of WBU business sessions, and then there were some, you know, some particular sessions on various topics from leadership to youth engagement to advocacy to Marrakesh Treaty implementation and a whole range of other sessions. And the WBU General Assembly this time and at the last General Assembly as well is held in conjunction with the General Assembly of the International Council on the Education of People Who Are Blind or Vision Impaired. And that is a really great opportunity, both in terms of creating, I guess, economies of scale, because it's, you know, they're both very large events and it makes sense in terms of resourcing to hold them concurrently. But it also makes a lot of sense in terms of networking and building relationships. So it's a really unique opportunity to bring those two organisations, international organisations, together. So that meant that the program contained some WBU-specific sessions as well as some joint sessions between the two plenary sessions between the two organisations, and then some concurrent sessions as well. So it was a really diverse program. In terms of my session highlights, it's very difficult to choose, but I would certainly say there was a session on advocacy, which was one of the concurrent sessions, which I found particularly useful for my work with BCA. Some very good tips and tricks from other organisations such as the NFB about, you know, how to advocate in some really fun and innovative and unique ways. They talked, for example, about their silent vehicles campaign, in which they actually hired a hearse, and they actually did that to bring attention to the fact that silent vehicles, you know, can actually kill you. And they actually did a demonstration of a silent vehicle, you know, running somebody over. So it was a, you know, it was a piece of street theatre, but they used it to make their point. So those sorts of examples have kind of stuck with me. I'm not necessarily suggesting we're going to hire a hearse and start running people over, but certainly, you know, some of those more innovative ideas have really stuck in my mind. Another session which I found really interesting was a session which Blind Square ran. And for those of you who don't know, Blind Square is a navigation app which is available on iOS devices such as the iPhone and iPad. And it's traditionally been very useful in terms of outdoor navigation and telling you what's around you and being able to track destinations and so forth. But this session was particularly focusing on the indoor navigation abilities of Blind Square using what's called iBeacon technology, which is an Apple technology, and giving people really brief but useful information about where they're going indoors. So things like as you're walking into a shopping mall, for example, the elevator's on your left, or, you know, the restrooms are in front of you. Gosh, you can tell I've been to the US. You know, just really brief information that enables you to travel independently indoors. So that was a really exciting session. And I think, yeah, that was definitely one of the highlights. The other area that was really interesting was the adaptive technology exhibition, which happened alongside the General Assembly. One of the highlights there for me, and of course everybody you talk to had a different highlight, but for me, one of my interests is the arts, and there was a company there that had 3D representations of famous artworks, and so I got to feel a 3D representation of the Mona Lisa. And that was quite exciting and quite unusual. So, you know, there was just some really interesting and unusual experiences that we got to have. Another was driving in a car with the president of the National Federation of Blind, Mark Riccobono, as the driver. So he was in a car which was connected to military precision GPS, and the seat provided him with haptic feedback, so through vibrations, to give him the information that he needed to drive the car. So that was a really exciting experience, and one which I certainly didn't expect to have while I was there. So that was, yeah, certainly another highlight for me.
How did you find the accessibility of the hotel and the place where the actual assembly was being held?
Look, the hotel, I think, was excellent. Obviously, being in the US, it was a massive hotel, bigger than any hotel that I think I've ever stayed in before. We got very detailed directions beforehand. I think we were advantaged by the fact that the NFB uses this hotel regularly for their conventions. So they had, you know, tactile map and text-based directions that we got beforehand. And then they also had volunteers stationed at strategic points so that you could find your way. So, for example, they had people sort of yelling out at various points to tell you that you were getting close to the elevators or that you were getting close to the conference rooms or wherever they needed you to be, basically. So that was quite a unique approach to making the hotel accessible, which I hadn't come across before. But I was by the end of the week really starting to want to hand out strepsils to those people, because I felt like they'd probably done some terrible things to their vocal cords. But it was certainly a very useful approach to access.
And I'm given to understand that there were a couple of items at the General Assembly that related to Australia. One of them in particular was that Bill Jolly managed to get himself elected onto somewhere.
Bill was elected to the WBU Asia Pacific Board, which is really exciting, and we're very, very pleased that that occurred. And congratulations to Bill on that election. The second important thing in terms of elections was that Francis Gentle was elected president of the International Council on the Education of People Who Are Blind or Vision Impaired. So we congratulate Frances and wish her all the best with her presidency. And also Marianne Diamond was the recipient of the Louis Braille Medal, which is the highest honour that the WBU bestows, and it's only presented once every 4 years at the General Assembly. So Marianne is one of a very select number of people who've been the recipients of this award, and certainly it was very well deserved given her work as president of the WBU between 2008 and 2012, and particularly her work in terms of campaigning for the Marrakesh Treaty. So, you know, a huge congratulations to Marianne.
A huge congratulations to the others as well. Emma, thanks very much for coming on the program once again.
Thanks for having me.
And do you think you'll go again?
Yes, if possible, I would love to go again. I think it's an absolute honour and a privilege to have had the opportunity, and I'm certainly looking forward to continuing to share my learnings and my experiences in whatever way I can, and also hopefully opening up opportunities for other people to have these kinds of experiences, because it really does help you to gain perspective on what needs to happen in terms of Australia and what we need to do in the future. So absolutely, I hope I get to do it again.
And that was Emma Bennison, President of Blind Citizens Australia. Blind Citizens Australia can be contacted by telephone on 1-800-033-660. That's 1-800-033-660, or by email bca@bca.org.au. Don't forget the state conventions coming up in the next couple of months in New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia, and Queensland. And of course, there's one planned for Tasmania. And Tasmania hasn't had one for a while, so we're particularly interested in hearing from Tasmanian members who would like to attend a forum on the 5th of November, likely to be in the central Hobart area. So if you're interested in that, please get in touch with the head office and they will happily put you onto the people who can help you with that. My name's Vaughan Bennison. Do take care until next week when we look again to new horizons.
We'll achieve the realization of a dream. Of our dreams.